Welcome to my book, Practical Tech Tips, for those over 50. Hi, this is Dan, founder and author of Practical Tech Tips, for those over 50. I greatly appreciate your taking the time to read this. I spend many hours writing, then five times that much time editing. Accuracy, readability, simplicity, and more simplicity is always my top priority. I chose this title to be sure you know this is not just another technical book you won't understand. I want you to know, right by the title, this book was written for you. It's the book you've been needing that no one ever wrote. I like to think I finally wrote it, and thank you so much for finding it. A non-tech person may wonder, especially when you get going in chapter 01 about user types, why you need to be learning this. Trust me, that's my answer. I don't teach tech topics just so you can learn stuff and be bored out of your mind, nor teach stuff just to make myself sound impressive. I hope to impress you with vast knowledge and dazzle you with simplicity. Of course, I want to impress with some amazing credentials like doctor of this and professor of that, but I'm none of those. However, at the end this chapter 1 do list what I like to think of as a pretty impressive list of credentials. But I'm really here to impress with technical knowledge explained so you understand it. I select my topics carefully, prioritizing necessity and importance, then moving to convenience and never getting to blood and guts you just don't need to know. For instance, the first chapter on user types, by the end of the chapter, I believe you'll be saying, "Wow, I had no idea, and yeah, that's some really important tech stuff I needed to know that." As you get to each chapter and wonder, "Is this really for me?" Most likely it is. If there's a chapter that is just of interest, I'll be sure you know before you get heavily into something you may not care about. Besides tips on security, there are chapters with convenience tips. Those chapters will cover things like how to copy a picture from a website to your computer, or how to post a picture on Facebook. I'll show you how to save a picture from Facebook onto your computer or phone. I'll even teach you how to take a screen capture and remove the extra junk around a photo. And I'll show you how to do that on your computer and your phone. And I'll explain what a screen capture is for those who don't know what the term means and show you how to make one. They are really very convenient. Don't worry, everything is explained. Let's get going, and trust me. Why I'm writing this ongoing book. I call this an ongoing book as the topics covered will be an evolving entity. I'll be writing on more than just the topics I've planned according to what my subscribers are requesting. If you have a topic you want help with, you may request that I write it. I've been in the computer field since 1980 and started my own consulting company in 1982. I was one of the earliest builders of what was referred to as IBM PC clone computers, the earliest of today's home PCs. I have computerized 100s of small and medium-sized businesses and designed, created, installed and supported 100s of computer programs and systems. After all these years, I've learned something: my phone and email are a non-stop source of friends, family and customers' computer questions. For many years I kept saying this, and many have told me I need to do this, I need to write a book with all of my tech tips. I'm finally doing it and I hope to help 1,000s of computer users, just like you, to stop struggling with the basics and learn some great stuff to make using your home computer more secure and more of a tool you understand and not just that dreaded thing I used to do things that I don't understand but I'm doing them anyway. That was a mouthful. So, where are the instructions, or my home tutor? Buying a computer doesn't include teaching you how to use it, and especially how to keep yourself secure while on the internet. Most users, out of need, are self-taught. With this online book series, PTT 911, Practical Tech Tips, for those over 50, I'm here to teach important topics to help secure your computer and teach you about online security, and lots of tech tips to help you use features of your computer you may not know about or just don't know how to make good use of them. Advanced computer users may find many chapters simplistic and way below their knowledge level, yet there are probably some useful tidbits to be found. I find new ones all the time. Like that word tidbits? I made it up. Chapter 01 is critical and I highly recommend it even to advanced users. Advanced users, do you run as an admin or a regular user? If you answered, "I know what I'm doing, of course I run as an admin, and I'm the only user on my machine, so what if it gets infected, it will eat my files anyway." I hope you read chapter 01. I used to run that way as well, but not in many years. A virus, as a regular user, is really fast to recover from, not the 3 days it takes to reload your entire computer. PTT 911 is not Computers for Dummies, but it's only one step above that. This book assumes you have been on your computer, you know some basics like how to use a mouse and keyboard and how to get into programs like your web browser to get onto the internet, and perhaps you know a few other basics. Past that, it's assumed you just use your computer and you don't know technical terminology. When a technical term must be used, even a basic one like desktop, it is always explained. I'll even have a chapter explaining some basic computer terminology and acronyms to help you understand the different parts of your computer. In simple terms, of course. PTT 911 is a multimedia book. It is not just a book you read. When something makes sense to show you, there may be a picture or a short video showing you exactly what I mean so there is no confusion. The adage, a picture is worth 1,000 words is gold in my world, because I know it will help you truly understand every topic. PTT 911 is an ongoing series discussing many topics like those just mentioned. I'll help you organize and save your files, music, photos, documents, scanned images. And I'll show you how to make a desktop shortcuts, and I teach you what should be, and what should not be, on your desktop. What should not be on your desktop is another area even advanced users may want to read. I'll help you understand the different parts of your computer and about devices such as printers, cameras, microphone, speakers, and other accessories. But don't worry, each chapter is short and to the point discussing just the particular topic. That also makes it easy for you to go back and find a specific chapter for something you need assistance with, including posting a question. PTT 911 is geared towards those over 50 who did not grow up with computers in the house. Most of you have been using a computer in one way or another for a while, but you don't sit down at it and say, okay, I know exactly what I'm doing. It's probably more like, okay, I can get into the program I need. I'll help you with organizing your pictures, running your email securely, protecting your Facebook account from hackers, and so much more. PTT 911 is your new, simple to understand, resource. And you can get to it on your computer or your phone. PTT 911 is for the person who may use social media such as Facebook, uses email, Amazon, and other online stores, and visits websites whether specific sites like your online banking were just surfing the web to see what's out there. Being on Facebook and buying on Amazon has security issues you should know about. I'll go over them. This book assumes you don't need help turning on your computer, although there will be a chapter explaining the differences in turning a machine on and off, leaving it running all the time, and the difference between sleep and hibernate modes. Microsoft Windows vs. macOS, chapters that are specific to an operating system will be noted so you don't waste time reading what may not pertain to you. I certainly recommend that everyone understands all security concepts and issues. When instructions are given that are specific to an operating system, they are only given for Microsoft Windows users. Chapters on internet and online security, Facebook and social media sites, shopping on Amazon and other online stores, are for all computer users. Of particular importance to all users will be the chapter on phone apps, and the dangers of running the Facebook and Amazon apps, and others, and what the easy alternatives are. Borrowed from Monty Python. And now for something completely different. For fun, I'll be writing some chapters outside the regular I need help with stuff. You hear all the time computers run with only zeros and ones, and you see numbers like 2F7B, my chapter Computer Numbers and Math in Simple Terms explains this, in simple terms, of course. After reading my chapter on computer math, you'll understand the following joke. There are only 10 kinds of people in the world. Those who understand binary and those who don't. Dan Freeling, author, 1980. Another for fun, totally off-topic chapter, just to mix it up a little bit, and because I love teaching this stuff, we'll explain this one. If you are 100 pounds on Earth, you are approximately 18 pounds on the Moon. But, if you are 100 kilograms on Earth, you are 100 kilograms on the Moon. If that makes no sense, I'll help you understand why this is. Wait until you teach this one to your grandkids, they'll think you're a total genius, and they'll want to teach it to their friends. Chapters like this, about not necessarily computer stuff, helps mix it up a little bit and keeps things more interesting. I certainly don't want this book to be boring nor hard to read. Questions, answers, and future chapters. Each chapter has an area at the end where you may post questions and see the questions and answers from others. You'll see a submit a comment section at the end of each chapter. If you read something in the chapter you didn't understand, ask a question. Chances are, someone else probably has the same question. And, I may see a question and realize I need to simplify or rewrite something for clarity. Since this is not a hard-printed book, updates are easy. If a particular chapter is of interest to a lot of people and going into the topic in more depth makes sense, I'll expand on a topic and insert a new subchapter. I'm going to repeat something I said at the start of this chapter, because it's one of my favorite lines to quote, because it's funny, and it's incredibly true. There are no silly questions, only silly answers. And an answer without a question is only a statement. Mayor Adam West. I currently have dozens of chapter topics outlined. If you have a specific topic you would like help with, use my Contact Us page and let me know. After 45 years in the computer industry, I may have my long list to write about, but new questions come up all the time, so let me know yours. Wrapping up. I hope I've encouraged you to subscribe to my PTT 911 book series, and please check out the free chapters that are posted as there's some really good stuff in them. And you'll see that if presented properly, simply, you can learn some great tech tips, make your computer and online experience more secure, and use your computer to do things you once thought would be too hard to learn. Dan's resume. I mentioned at the beginning, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a professor, but I told you I would try to impress you with my history, so here it is. Daniel Freeling, PRS, and you must guess what that title is, it is incredibly rare. 1982, created what is most likely the first ever electronic medical records system for Colgate-Palmolive. 1985, created bilingual talking warehouse inventory control system. 1993, created first pediatric-focused electronic medical records system, CompuKid, the pediatric toolkit. 1993, introduced National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to the concept of digital photography. 1995, first to put electronic medical records on the internet, with Department of Pediatrics, University of Vermont. 1995, first to put a doctor on a wireless computer running electronic medical records in the exam room. 1995, first to create a fully paperless medical office. 1980 to 2025, computerized 100s of companies, directed tech support departments, featured medical convention lecturer asterisk on electronic medical records, computerized immunization scheduling and tracking, and how to computerize a medical office. Asterisk convention lectures included AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, TAPR, towards an electronic patient record, consultant on immunization scheduling and tracking to the NYC, state of MN, NJ, CO, and PA departments of health.